This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, February 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Bitter cold and high grocery and utility costs are squeezing Michigan families this winter. Officials at Michigan 211 want residents to know assistance is just a phone call away. WGVU's David Limbaugh has more on how 211 Day acknowledges the organization's impact.
We maintain for the state of Michigan a directory of local public services.
Sarah Kyle is Director of Community and Partner Engagement for Michigan 211.
So we have thousands and thousands of agencies in our directory that when someone calls us, they get a trained professional who listens to them and offers what is available in their community. And it's all free, confidential, available to Michiganders 24/7.
Kyle says it's that personal interaction with an actual human being that sets 211 apart from other social services.
AI can do a lot of things, but it can't provide you the dignity and the unbelievable amount of training and all the things that come along to someone saying, hello, can I help you?
Kyle says the need for housing, food, and clothing assistance has been high, with prices rising across the board.
In 2025, we handled almost 450,000 distinct contacts to 211. That doesn't include the millions of times people are searching online, and we made about 484,000 referrals for service.
You can dial 211 directly or go online to mi211.org for more information. I'm David Limbaugh.
Every student attending a Grand Rapids elementary school received a free winter coat on Thursday. WGVU's Dee Morrison has more.
My mom always told me nothing in life is free, but you know, today that's not the case.
Lasana Brew is the program manager for Operation Warm, a nonprofit that provides new coats and shoes to children in need. It partnered with Downey and Meyer to give new coats to nearly 400 students at North Godwin Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
They'll grab a coat, they'll hug themselves, they'll reach for the sky just to see how the coat fits, and every kid is leaving out with a free coat, a tote bag as well.
Volunteers from Downey and Meyer helped students find the right size and preferred coat color. Fourth grader Carter Moani was flexible about that.
Red, but I said blue would work because blue is my second favorite color.
Classmate Natalie was happy with hers too.
I think it's good. I like the color too. Coral and black.
Bruce says Operation Warm is committed to easing financial strain on local families and guaranteeing every child can stay warm and active outdoors this winter.
Providing kids with that warmth and comfort and, you know, just letting them know that there's people out there that do care about you.
I'm Dee Morrison.
The mayor of Pensacola says he has selected Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom to lead the city's police department because of Winstrom's success at the GRPD. WGVU's Phil Dawson reports Winstrom was introduced to the Pensacola public during a press conference.
I'm proud to announce that I've chosen Eric Winstrom to lead the Pensacola Police Department.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says based on his work in Grand Rapids, Eric Winstrom has the qualities he's looking for in a police chief.
What makes Eric the right fit for this moment is his specific experience coming into a new community as chief in building a successful culture. I will not let you down. I will be the hardest working employee of the city.
At his introductory press conference in Pensacola, Winstrom said it isn't that he is desperate to leave Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids is a great city, a wonderful place. I'm not running away from Grand Rapids. I am running to Pensacola.
And when the Pensacola job was posted, he applied.
A great opportunity to be a successful police chief in a great city. It just seems like the right time.
Under his leadership, Winstrom says the Grand Rapids Police Department is, in his words, 180 degrees different since he became chief 4 years ago. More officers on the force. Crime is down. Morale is up. He starts in Pensacola on March 2nd.
We have a chief that puts us in the best possible position to continue to make Pensacola a safe community. Super excited to be a part of this. A great honor. Thank you so much.
I'm Phil Dawson.
The well-known recovery organization Guiding Light is hosting its one-year sober celebration, highlighting those who reached a year of sobriety. WGVU's Jennifer Moss has more.
With its 97-year history and legacy in Grand Rapids, Guiding Light will once again honor clients who've reached a one-year recovery milestone. Those involved reached 1 year of sobriety through the nonprofit's structured recovery program. Brian Elvey, executive director of Guiding Light, says in a news release, quote, "This celebration isn't just about 1 year of sobriety. It's about the community that stands behind each person who chooses recovery," end quote. Six program participants will be recognized, including the third woman to achieve the milestone since the launch of the Guiding Lights Women's Recovery Program in June of 2024. Honorees will also take part in a long-standing Guiding Light tradition, hammering personalized plaques engraved with their names into a dedicated wall within the facility. Officials say the ritual symbolizes strength, resilience, and the ongoing commitment they say is required to rebuild one's life in recovery. I'm Jennifer Moss.
A popular grant program for new Grand Rapids developers has been paused after running out of funding midway through the fiscal year. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
Emerging developer grant dollars can be used for pre-development expenses that the City of Grand Rapids deems necessary for obtaining site plan approval. Think of surveying, environmental assessments, and engineering that are essential for future projects. But during a recent Grand Rapids Brownfield Redevelopment Authority meeting, it was revealed the money has been distributed.
So as of right now, the projects that we have approved have utilized, you know, the majority of our funding for the remainder of this fiscal year, which is ultimately why, you know, our team has chosen to take a pause for a second.
That's Economic Development Coordinator Mackenzie Miller. She explained the department paused its Emerging Developer Grant Program in December after the Brownfield Board allocated all available grant funds during its first 6 months of the 2026 fiscal year.
Given the amount that has been requested to date and what we have to work with for the remainder of the fiscal year, you know, our goal would be to retain existing applications and ultimately evaluate the best methods to, you know, achieve goals of equitable access.
The authority has granted 22 awards totaling more than $3.1 million, mostly for housing projects across three city wards since its inception in October 2023. Almost half of that total was allocated in the past 6 months. There remains $2.4 million worth of funding requests in the application queue. The pause is in effect through June 30th. I'm David Limbaugh.
As employer health care costs continue to rise, a Grand Rapids startup offers an alternative to one-size-fits-all insurance models. WGVU's Dee Morrison explains.
Two former healthcare executives founded the Grand Rapids-based Manifest Provider Collective with the idea of making healthcare costs affordable by creating a network of independent providers willing to contract directly with self-funded employers. Co-founder Dr. Aaron Friedkin says it's about evolution, not revolution, working within the healthcare system to customize and optimize company needs.
You're kind of teaching the employers how to hack their health plan. How do you help them understand the best way to use the health plan that you have already purchased and help your employees use that so that you get the outcomes that you want and you can lower your costs?
Manifest announced a partnership Wednesday with Capnic Insurance, Michigan's largest independent family-owned benefits agency. Employers working with Capnic can now integrate Manifest's network of local providers into their company benefit plans. The collective includes a range of Michigan-based specialists and primary care groups, such as Banff Health, Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services, and the Cancer and Hematology Centers of West Michigan. Friedkin considers the model a potential blueprint for future growth.
We were originally very focused on Grand Rapids. As soon as people started hearing about this, they said, how soon can you bring this to Southeast Michigan and Detroit? Our goal is to cover as much of the state of Michigan as possible, prove this model out, and then, you know, we'll see where it goes.
I'm Dee Morrison.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin talks to comedian Brad Williams ahead of his visit to Grand Rapids, but first, news from around the state. A Michigan Senate bill stalled in committee would expand who can access some confidential information regarding child abuse. Colin Jackson reports the bill's sponsor is trying to build support.
The bill would include sitting lawmakers and credentialed news media as people who could access some case data. Republican State Senator Jim Runstead says he's disappointed the bill hasn't gotten anywhere so far.
The whole system is tightened up. There's no transparency, there's secrecy, and everybody wants to hide in the tall grass instead of doing something about the problem.
But Democratic Senator Stephanie Chang says there's danger in releasing sensitive data about children. She chairs the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee.
I don't think that this is the right approach, and would be concerned about lawmakers having this information.
Chang is highlighting other efforts to protect children that the Senate has passed. I'm Colin Jackson in Lansing.
President Trump pointed to Michigan as a state that he thinks should lose its right to conduct elections. It came as the president repeated false claims of 2020 election fraud in Detroit and other places in front of reporters in the Oval Office.
Because, you know, if you think about it, a state is an agent for the federal government in elections. I don't know why the federal government doesn't do them anyway.
The U.S. Constitution guarantees states the right to conduct their own elections. Trump ally and prominent Republican strategist Steve Bannon has said ICE agents will be present at polling places during the upcoming midterm election. The Voting Rights Act of 1965 says it is illegal for law enforcement to intimidate, threaten, or coerce voters. A ban on deer baiting in the Lower Peninsula could soon be lifted. That's after the State House passed a bill on Wednesday that would allow baiting again. Natural Resources Commissioners first banned baiting in 2018 to prevent the spread of chronic wasting disease among Michigan's deer herd, but critics of the ban argue that it contradicts other deer hunting policies and is poorly enforced. Jim Sweeney is a hunter and lobbyist from Leelanau County. He wants to see baiting come back, but through the Natural Resources Commission, not through this bill.
There's a reason we delegate game policy or natural resources policy to the, quote, experts, which is the department and the NRC. And by usurping that authority, we get into very dangerous territory.
The Department of Natural Resources says it's opposed to the bill, but open to allowing baiting again if that decision is made by the NRC. That's because the NRC is bound to consider scientific management when passing regulations, unlike the legislature. The bill now moves to the State Senate for review. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support the show and everything we do here, visit wgvunews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. Comedian Brad Williams brings his Tall Tales tour to DeVos Performance Hall on Friday the 13th. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talks to Brad about why his show is so unique.
Well, this is your lucky day. Mark Friday, February 13th on your calendar and head to DeVos Performance Hall because you're going to laugh. Brad Williams with us. He's been famously described by Robin Williams as Prozac with a head. We'll ask about that. You bring your Tall Tales tour to our DeVos Performance Hall on Friday the 13th. That's a special day for you. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning. Yes, I was born on a Friday the 13th in January. So, yeah. Friday the 13th, very lucky day for me. Happy to be here. And if you're wondering right now, well, Brad Williams, I don't really know that name. That's okay. Totally fine. If a dwarf has told you a joke on Instagram in the last couple of years, that was me. So if you're wondering in your head, where do I know that name from? That's who I am.
Wonderful. I have your extended biography. No one is doing stand-up comedy more hilariously than Brad Williams, says in the New York Times. So you have made it. You self-described dwarf. Tell me about your first stand-up routine.
my very first stand-up routine now would be like 22 years ago, which is insane. I'm now been doing comedy longer than I have not been doing comedy, which is crazy to think about. But my very first stand-up routine was in the audience of a live stand-up comedy show, and the comedian on stage was making dwarf jokes, and half the audience was laughing, and the other half that was sitting by me was like, excuse me, and the comedian noticed me and was like, oh, one of them's here. That's why you guys aren't laughing. And he called me up on stage and he asked me some questions and I answered the questions honestly. I was not trying to get laughs. I was literally just answering his questions, but my answers got laughs. And I remember he asked me what I did for a living. And at the time, you know, living in Orange County, California, I did what a lot of teenagers were doing living in Orange County, California. I worked at Disneyland. And as a dwarf who's saying I worked at Disneyland, the audience kind of snickered. And then I turned to the audience and I said, shut up, I'm not one of the seven. And that got a laugh. And then 22 years later, I'm coming to Grand Rapids.
Yeah,
February 13th.
Yes, we give all the information. You get your seat now. I know you've just taped your fifth stand-up special, which is scheduled to air. Has it aired in early 2026?
Hasn't aired yet. We're looking at a late February, early March release. Not quite sure yet, but if you follow me on social media, you will know exactly when the next stand-up special comes out. And if you want to see me building the new hour and truly just throwing everything I can at the wall and seeing what sticks, that's when you come to see me February 13th in the great city of Grand Rapids.
Thank you for sharing that. Are you family show, a little bit of a PG show? Who needs to be in your audience?
Ah, Now, I'm really glad you asked this because the last thing I want is for people to come expecting Nate Bargatze clean and then not getting that. So I want people to know what they're in for. I do not do a PG-G or even a PG-13 rated show. It would be an R rated show. But I tell you, it shocks me every time because I will look out in the audience and I will see 9-year-olds with their parents. And I'll look at the parents like, what are you doing? Like, this is not the right. This is not something you should be doing. And the parents will just look at me like, well, you're his favorite comedian. And I'm like, that doesn't mean you should see me live. So I do put that out there because I don't want anyone to come see me who might be offended by such language. But if you aren't offended by 4-letter words and you want to go out and you want to have a great time and you want to hear a comedian be funny and not talk about politics for an hour because I don't, then by all means, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com and get your tickets for February 13th in Grand Rapids.
As we've been saying, a lucky 13th. And it's okay to use, all of us have gifts, and to use, I'll say, your dwarfism as a kind of a niche for you?
Yeah, well, you know what, and here's the thing, is that I do talk about it, because when I'm on stage, if I'm, as a little person, if I'm not talking about it, the audience kind of stares at me like, does he know? And yes, I'm aware. But also, I don't want people to think it's going to be an hour of that. I do go into a ton of other topics. It's not just going to be an hour of me on stage going like, I could take a bath in a thimble and that's weird. No, that's not going to be my act. We're going to touch on a bunch of different things. But as I mentioned earlier, I don't talk about politics. I don't think I'm smart enough to talk about politics. So I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what race you are. I don't care who you lay down with. I want all those different types of people in the same room at the same time to all come together and have the same thought, which is, well, that dwarf is funny.
There you are. That dwarf is Brad Williams bringing his Tall Tales tour to the DeVos Performance Hall Friday, February 13th. Yes, I'll give all the details, i.e. DeVosPerformanceHall.com. A couple minutes left. What is this hot sauce called Death by Dwarf?
Yes, Death by Dwarf hot sauce. You know what? I got tired of dwarves being labeled as we only have cookies and chocolate. So I decided to dive into hot sauce. And yeah, it's called Death by Dwarf Hot Sauce. We got 5 different flavors. If you want to try your luck with the more extreme ghost pepper, go right ahead. But if you're like me and you like a little something a little more mild, we do have a mango ginger habanero, which is my favorite. And yeah, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com and get a bottle of hot sauce. And they're actual bottles. I don't just send out the mini bottles as a joke for my size.
There you are. Well, again, for sure seeing you on the 13th, but also seeing you've got the groundbreaking special on Netflix. We've seen you, of course, we're looking forward to the next stand-up special. And your 4th special, Brad Williams Starfish, was that a cool gig?
That was very cool. That was shot in New York City. That's the one that's currently on my YouTube page. You can watch for free. And that's what I would advise people do is if they don't know me and they want to know if they're going to like my comedy, watch my special Starfish. If you like that, then you will like the next hour that is coming your way on February 13th in Grand Rapids. And to get those tickets, just go to bradwilliamscomedy.com, and I hope to see everyone in that audience.
Right. Groundhog saw a shadow, so it'll be chilly, but you will keep us warm. Yep, February 13th, DeVosPerformanceHall.com. How do we find out more about you, Brad Williams, and your Tall Tales tour?
Yeah, go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. There will be all the information there. There will be tour dates, merchandise, as we mentioned, hot sauce, links to my new podcast called Height and Babble, anything and everything that you want to get involved with in the world of a dwarf comedian. By all means, please go to bradwilliamscomedy.com and find the information that you need.
We are living the dream. Thank you, Brad. Be safe.
Trying.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, February 5, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.